We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not the podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every episode we try a whole new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Colin Dahlgren. Him and I are on a team together at the Playground Theater called Poster Boys. And that is what you're going to be listening to this episode. Colin came over, and we just decided to do what we do when we do a show. We're going to get a suggestion. Then right after that, we're going to do a little improv scene. And when that's done, there's going to be a little tune. And then we'll get another suggestion, do another scene, and we'll do that a few times. And I think it turned out really good. We had a fun time, and I hope that you guys have a fun time listening to it. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. We are the Poster Boys, and this is the Poster Boys podcast, which is a completely improvised podcast. That over there is Robert Bacon.
And that, who's just talking, was Colin Dahlgren.
Yeah, and you can check us out on Facebook by looking up Poster Boys
Improv. Yeah, that's the best way to do it, right? Yeah. I think it's facebook.com/posterboysimprov, or you just search for it. I don't know. It's a drawing of us. We have shows twice a month at the Playground Theater.
Usually on Sundays around 9:15.
Yeah, and on this podcast, we'll get a suggestion that people have emailed to us. We have not looked at. I'm going to open up the Poster Boys email right now. And we get a suggestion, we do a scene, then we end that scene, and we do another one.
Yeah. The next suggestion is couch.
Couch. All right, tilt it. Okay. Tilt it. All right. Move. It's your side's down. Oh, put your side down. Your side down. Down, 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 okay, down, down. Ow. Finger.
Are you
my
okay?
finger.
Are you
my
okay?
finger.
Are you
put
okay?
it down. Just put okay? it down. Just put it down.
Okay.
Oh,
putting it down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This thing is so heavy.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
It's made out of lead or something. It's Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you have a fold-a-bed inside of this thing.
I need it.
You've got a weird thing with this couch.
No, I need this couch.
There's something about this couch.
I need this couch. I need the couch. I need the futon. I need the air mattress. I need my normal bed. And I need a bunk. I'm going to bunk a new bed on top of that bed.
You have six pieces of furniture that could double as a bed.
Technically, that coffee table, I've slept on that coffee table before. So that's a bed. Count that. That rug,
seven
I've slept on that rug.
Eight pieces of furniture.
Also, the new place has a slightly bigger sink. I might sleep in that. How could you sleep in the same bed every night?
I sleep in it with my wife.
Ugh, gross.
What?
In the same bed?
Gross of, yeah.
It's just filthy. Oh, it's gross.
Just sleeping with somebody else is filthy, but not sleeping in a sink where you do your dishes?
Two people, same bed, every night with all the farts and the skin and the slight urine.
Like, there's no getting no getting away from skin.
Ew, gross.
You can't get away from skin.
You can with my way. Several beds, one place. Studio apartment, 10 beds.
All right. Let's try this again.
What?
Let's pick up this damn folder.
Okay.
Couch. Monstrosity. Oh, that's my foot. That's my foot.
All right, put it down. This next one, the next suggestion, is Grasshopper Hospital. Grasshopper Hospital.
Seems like you're doing very good, Mr. Davis.
Thank you. Scalpel?
All right.
Scalpel?
I'm sorry that I called you Mr., not Doctor.
Okay, that's fine.
I just think that maybe we could take that next step to the next level of calling each other by first names, you know, okay, seeing as we're dating and stuff.
Okay, it was and, one time. Yeah. Scalpel, please.
Okay,
I'm going to lose
on,
this grasshopper.
Second. Hold on one second. One second. I'm just going to hand this scalpel to you, but I'm also going to touch the top of your fingers.
Okay.
Because that's what girlfriends do when they show affection.
Okay. I wouldn't. Okay. Now is not the time to
Here's
be talking
scalpel,
about the relationship. Thank
honey.
You. Thank
Here's your scalpel, honey. Give me a kiss.
No, give me a kiss on my face.
We have masks on.
Pull down your mask.
No.
Give me a kiss.
I'm not going to risk this grasshopper's life.
Why do we always fight? Why do we always fight about
this? We don't
always
fight.
We're always fighting. We're such...
It was just... Okay, it was one party. It was one party. I don't even really remember exactly how we got home. Okay? Just... Sponge.
Oh my God, this is so us.
Oh my God.
This is so us. Why? Why are you pushing me away?
Uh-oh. Hey, hit. Stirrups. Give me the stirrups. I need stirrups on his legs.
Stirrups?
I need stirrups for his legs.
Stirrups?
I need stirrups for his legs. Don't question me. I'm a doctor.
How many stirrups? How many legs do grasshoppers have?
Do they have six? Give me three stirrups.
Three stirrups.
Give me three stirrups.
Oh my God, we saved...
Hold on. He's not...
Oh.
He's stabilizing.
God, we saved his life together a couple.
Oh my God, no.
We were a couple.
Listen.
We did it together.
Oh, I'm going to put him under a little bit more.
Do you want to fuck?
No, not
right now.
There's only a tiny table for the grasshopper.
I know. I want to fuck on this tiny table.
No, we'll crush him.
No.
You've been... This is really clingy for
watch.
A one-night stand. This is a real clingy for a one-night stand.
Okay. A one-night stand?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Do you remember how many nights we stayed together? We did it an entire weekend. David.
I don't remember a weekend. What are you talking about? I was drunk the whole weekend.
You just never listened to me. That's exactly what Dr. Brumbar says. You just never listen.
Give me that tiny umbrella. Thank you. Tiny top hat. Tiny tap shoes. Looks like Jiminy's gonna pull through.
I'm pregnant.
Oh no. we're gonna go. Oh, okay. We got one here. Polite dog smuggler. Polite dog smuggler.
Sir, do you have anything to declare?
Why, no. Why would I, have anything to say? I am just visiting your country. Yes. Country.
Fantastic. This is your bag.
Welcome me.
Is this your bag, sir?
Everything is in order. You could see the bag. Yes, that is my bag.
Do you mind if I take a look through?
No! Bag? Yes!
Do you mind or do you not mind?
You could see that all my paperwork is in order.
All right, let's see what's in here. Okay. All right, we have passport.
You look fancy today.
Why, thank you.
I like that suit on you.
You know what? I got into a fight with my wife.
Oh.
And I got into a fight with the rest of the TSA, and they were like, you can't wear a suit. It has to be the normal blue uniform. I was like, you know what? Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
What job do you want, sir?
I want to be a chauffeur.
Oh, well.
I want to be a fancy chauffeur in New York. You know what? It was the movie Crocodile Dundee that made me want to be a chauffeur.
Good.
Reginald Bell Johnson was the chauffeur driver.
Yep. Have you seen all three films?
Yes, I have.
They're all excellent. They still hold up. I suggest watching all three again.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're a good egg.
Thank you.
I like you.
Thank you.
Get your ass through here.
Thanks. And you know what?
I'm
a fancy boy.
You sure are.
And I would like a chauffeur driver.
Don't you play with me. Don't you play with my emotions.
Come with me, and at the end of this hallway, you'll see that there's a man with a large card and my name on it. I don't like that man. I don't like people that I don't know. And you know what? I know you, and I like you.
Let's get the hell out of here, then.
All right, let me get my bags of dogs.
That just walked away. Evidence. The next suggestion for this scene is evidence.
Evidence. Just one word, evidence.
Listen, McCluskey, I need you to find the killer on this one.
I got it.
You got it.
I got this one.
Okay. It's not going to be like last time, right?
There's a juice box over here.
Oh, God damn it, McCluskey.
Oh, it's still got the straw.
That means that somebody was drinking out of it.
Ooh, just a little bottom bit part is left. Tastes like saliva. A man's saliva. He's about 5'6". of Puerto Rican descent, and he's got a limp. Case solved. All before recess.
Thank you so much for solving the murder of my husband.
No problem.
I just really have to ask.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I know everything. And as to a tune of gratitude, give me a kiss on the face.
Well,
give me a tongue kiss.
My husband is recently deceased.
Give me a tongue kiss. Why now?
Yeah.
McCluskey, get in my goddamn office.
Oh, you're gonna like this one. Sheaf.
Did you just call me Sheaf?
Sheaf. What do you got? What's wrong?
The forensic guys went through the suspect's apartment with a warrant and has found multiple evidence of other murders.
Ooh.
You really landed on your feet on this one, McCluskey. And you are a lucky son of a bitch.
Mm-mm.
I want you to take this key to the city and get the hell out of my office. Hey, just get the hell out of my office.
Chief.
What?
You're going to like what I got here.
What do you have here?
The wife of the guy who was murdered.
Why?
The wife of the guy that was murdered. I made out with her. And I got a spit.
You got a spit?
I got a spit.
You got her spit.
And I analyzed it in my mouth. Guess what?
What?
She's the rope and strangle killer.
You son of a bitch. How did you do that?
I kissed you.
How did you do that?
I kissed you.
Come over here.
Hey.
You get here.
You're bad seed.
Come over here.
Girls like you I see on the playground and I stay away from.
I just want to strangle you.
No. Take her away,
Chief. I should have strangled you.
Take her away, Chief.
I should have strangled you when I... Why am I taking people away?
Chief.
You should be taking people away. I'm your boss, not the other way around.
Chief, give me a kiss.
No, I don't want
you... Chief, give me a kiss.
I don't want you to find out who I've murdered.
Take him away,
no!
Captain.
God damn it!
Take him away,
get
Captain.
Off of my...
We had him admit it.
Good job, McCluskey.
Thanks, Captain. Hey, Captain.
I'm a murderer, too.
Okay, good, because I was going to eat your steak. That's it. Okay, the next suggestion is pyramid advertisements. Pyramid advertisements.
Have you ever thought that you're not rich enough to have your own pyramid to be buried under?
I think of that all the time.
Right?
I think of it all the time.
We can't all be King Tutankhamun's, right?
No.
We're just common guys.
We're just normal everyday guys. Blue collar. My dad worked in a steel mill. I work at the Radio Shack. But we're still blue collar.
But you still want a pyramid, don't you?
You want, everyone wants to die a pyramid. Everyone wants to be mummified.
Yeah.
Get your organs put in a jar. And then... put under a giant thing that slaves had to build.
Yeah, you want to be embalmed, have fluid go through all your organs, turn them into mush, and then be put into separate jars, right?
Right.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
You want to make your ex-girlfriend jealous?
Hey, get a pyramid.
Get a pyramid. Hey, I should have stayed dating that guy. He died. He's got a freaking pyramid now.
With multiple booby traps to save all of your loved possessions, such as jewels...
boom.
Golden canes.
Boom.
And any servants that may have died with you.
Boom. You got a Rolex? That's covered.
It's in the pyramid.
You know what?
What?
Let's do a special deal for these guys this week. Let's do a special deal for these guys this week.
We can't possibly do a special deal.
Check this out. You get one pyramid, you get a second pyramid for half off.
That's insane. Nobody's giving pyramids away like that.
You know what you do?
What?
Get one for your pops. Get
your
a pyramid
dad?
For your pop-pop.
The man who half is responsible for bringing you into the world?
The man who taught you how to play catch? The guy who gave you advice on how to hook up with ladies?
Yeah, he deserves his own pyramid, and so do you. Treat yourself to your own pyramid.
And then when he goes, you're sitting on half off for a second pyramid.
Half off for a second pyramid. You can even get them next to each other like a family plot. Family pyramids. They look like... they look like cubic boobies popping out of the ground.
Bow, bow. They look like boobs that are in bras from the 80s.
Yeah, they look like boobs that were worn by Madonna on the Blonde Ambition tour.
Boom. Hey, I know what you're saying.
What are you saying?
You're saying, Greg, Craig, I'm not important enough to have a pyramid after me.
I say shame on you.
I'm not important
enough. I say shame on you because you are. You're only as good as the pyramid that you want to be buried under.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone's good enough. Not everyone. You are. That's what I meant to say.
So come on down to Craig and Greg's Pyramid Emporium.
Right off Route 6, next to the Dunkin' Donuts and the closed Starbucks.
We would love to bury you in the ground on top of millions of tons of rock and stone.
That's good. This one is called Dexterity Lubricant. Dexterity Lubricant is our suggestion.
So it seems that the lubricant has caused a rash on your area.
Oh, man.
And we're going to have to give you a topical balm to take away that rash.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, so...
Just give it to me straight, Doc.
That's really as straight as I can get it.
Doc, just give it to me straight, man. You don't gotta make up no rash stuff. You don't gotta make up none of that. Just give it to me straight, Doc. Come on.
I didn't make up the rash. It is definitely on your genitals.
Come on, Doc. Something's wrong with my balls, my dogs, Doc. Something's wrong with my dogs.
They seem healthy to me. We did the hernia test and everything has come out.
How long I got, Doc? Give it to me straight. How long I got?
I don't know. How old are you?
28.
28. Okay. And you don't smoke?
Several.
You smoke several?
I've smoked several times in my life.
But do you smoke regularly?
No.
Okay.
Irregularly.
You eat regularly. That's good.
Yeah.
It seems that your cholesterol levels are fine.
Okay, Doc.
Your blood pressure is great.
Doc, stop tiptoeing and dancing around.
I'm not tiptoeing around anything. You seem like a completely amazingly healthy 28-year-old man.
I could feel it in my bones, Doc. I could feel it in my bones. Just give it to me straight.
You're not overweight. You don't have any. You don't have any history of heart disease in your family. Which is incredibly rare.
Doc, this is a long setup to a horrible punchline.
There's no horrible punchline. Just give it to me straight. Fine. You're very fine.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
You have cancer?
There it is. There it is, Doc.
No, I can't do this. No, you don't have cancer.
I got cancer.
No.
What kind, Doc?
I can't believe I even said that. That's completely against my Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, my God, I got Hippocratic cancer.
No, that's not even a cancer.
Oh, man, I knew I should have gone for those walks. I knew I should have done those 5Ks that got rid of this. Ooh, it was a mistake.
Jason.
Ooh, Jason. Yeah, Doc.
You are not sick.
Oh, man, Doc.
In any possible way.
Doc, you already
Hippocratic
blew the beans.
Cancer is not a thing.
Doc, you already blew the beans. It's all right.
I didn't Why? Why do you not believe when I tell you you're okay, but at the first sign when I say that you have cancer because I'm pressured into it, you completely believe it? I think that you want to believe the worst about the situation and not the best. Are you a hypochondriac?
No need to spill the milk, Doc. You already blew the beans. I got cancer.
Hey, you know what?
Hippocratic cancer.
Hey, you know what? You're fine. You're fine.
You cured it.
No. What?
You cured it?
I cured you.
You cured Hippocratic cancer? Doc, you deserve a Nobel Prize.
No, don't tell anybody about this.
A Nobel Prize in science.
Don't tell anyone about this.
A Nobel Prize in literacy. A Nobel Prize in peace.
I think you meant literature.
A Nobel Prize in 7-Eleven foods. Because that's all I eat.
Okay, yeah, you probably definitely have cancer then.
It's a short, fun game scene. It's almost like we're just...
You keep on, like...
generating random words. It's almost like that's what we're doing. But these are emails.
Nope, we're doing a new suggestion.
Okay, all right.
You didn't believe in that last one.
I didn't believe in it either. Okay, honey... No, I don't want to do honeymoon.
Yeah, just do one. Just do one.
Okay, let's do crossfire.
Oh, dude, did I... Oh, God, I got you. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know what to do.
I don't have much time left in this laser tag tournament, and I need to say one last thing to you.
What is it?
Question first.
Okay.
Did you purposely laser tag shoot me? You know I've been looking forward to this weekend. And you know I'll be out the next 20 minutes with nothing to do. Did you do it on purpose?
I did do it on purpose.
Oh my God, I knew it. I knew it.
It's just that this entire week you've just been like... You've been really making everybody angry with how, I don't know, you're not very humble about how good you are at laser tag. So I just thought I'd take you out of the game, at least the first game, and then maybe you could get a little humility, you know? Stop it. Don't.
Steven, I'm getting cold.
Why?
Steven, I'm getting cold. Come here, Steven.
It's perfectly fine in here.
Or should I call you Judas?
Okay. Sure. You can call me... Michael, you can call me whatever you want. But should I call you realize guys? You were being a dick. Being a dick this entire week.
You're being the guys who stabbed Caesar is what you're being.
Brutus? You mean Brutus? Stop doing that. It's not cold. You're not on ice. You're not dying. Okay? Brutus it's is the, laser tag.
It's not Brutus. Brutus is the bad guy in Popeye cartoons.
Wait, isn't that Brutus?
Yeah. I literally just said that.
Wait, not Brutus, but Bluto.
Whatever.
No, Bluto is the bad guy in Popeye.
That's what you know that what? Planet that's the used thing. To be.
You
that's
can never admit to being wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You always have to
I'm
be the best.
Wrong. I'm not wrong.
That is why you are lying on the ground out of this laser tag competition. No, you're not cold. I am not holding you.
I'm losing a lot of blood.
If I had a laser knife, I would take you out of your laser misery.
Say, look at me in the face and say you do it. Look at me in the eyes and say you laser knife me.
Michael, I would fucking stab your eyes out.
Oh my god.
You are unbearable at work. Do you understand that? You are unbearable. For your own birthday, everybody has come here just to placate you. You are a menace at work. You're the worst. And for some reason, because you are technically everybody's boss, we're afraid of you. But I stepped up. I was the Brutus. I killed Caesar. You're a tyrant, and you need to know that. For the next, 15 minutes, you need to know how you affect people. So I'm going to go. And have fun with my friends, and who could be your friends too if you just lightened the fuck up. Just once. So go ahead and shiver and bleed and die or whatever you're going to do. But in 20 minutes when we start a new game, I want you to look back on this and ask yourself, am I going to be a dick? Or am I just... gonna be human.
You're Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I'm Pluto.
I gotta get a new job.
That was a Poster Boys podcast.
Yeah, that was a Poster Boys completely improvised podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to come to see a show, we do have listings for our scheduled shows on the Playground website, as well as our Facebook page.
Yay! Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that concludes another episode of Try This Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you like the episode and want more, please subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can listen to every episode on our website, trythispodcast.com. If you want to contact us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Also, please rate and leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps us out if anybody would do that. That's this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.